We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And what's happening there. And I tell you what, down in Fayette County, they have some really, really good football being played down that way. And Christopher Dunn, the sports editor, also the managing editor there at Fayetteville County News, and joins us now. Chris, welcome in. You got here with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker on the Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
My goodness. You, where are you tonight? You saw a big game tonight.
Yeah, I was at Stars Mill, Troup County. It was an interesting, eye-opening game for sure. Hadn't seen Troop in a minute, and they look legit.
Well, thoughts about this game, because we saw this coming in. We figured it was going to be a close ball game. What did Troop do that made a difference there tonight?
I was given a little bit of heads up coming into the game that Troop's quarterback, I think his name's Teo Todd, that he's the truth, and when you see him play, he reminds you of a Kyler Murray type. He's not big, but he's just got that it factor. And he, with his legs, with his arm, there's a brief sequence there in the second half where Starchman, I think, cut the deficit to 10 points with a touchdown, and then Todd returned the kickoff 50 yards out past midfield. And then the next play ran a 45-yard touchdown, just burning the defense. So, he's special. He's got, I think he had three receivers that caught 30-plus yard passes. He's got a couple of solid running backs, some size on the line. They're Troop is something. Stars Mill solid, don't get me wrong, but Troop looks pretty special.
Yeah, Troop's had a great start. We talked to Coach Glisson last week. He was really high on his quarterback, and I've heard the same report, Sam. So what about Whitewater? Talk to us about Whitewater. They've really come up the last couple of years, been great. They seem to be good this year. What's going on at Whitewater?
Yeah, and I've not gotten a final out of them tonight, but it seemed like they were taking care of business against LaGrange. Last I'd heard was 29-7 in the fourth quarter.
That's what we had.
And what I've really enjoyed about Whitewater is it's been kind of an organic growth. It started in the middle school program where I think they went 2 years in a row undefeated. And those same kids now are juniors and seniors, and they've come up through the system. Chad Frazier took over a couple years back, and they've just got a great energy. They're hard workers and also crazy talent. You've got on the defense alone, you've got Popo Aguirre, who's signed to Miami, Steven Johnson, who's just a massive guy in the middle of their line, going to Arkansas. And then they got a linebacker, Will Snellings, who's going to go to Georgia as a long snapper, but also a heck of a linebacker. And it's just, they've built that program from within, and it's they're fun. They're a lot of fun.
Folks are spending time here on the High School Scoreboard Show with Chris Dunn. He is the managing editor of the whole – you're the managing editor of everything, right? Not just sports. I want to make sure I'm getting your title right.
It's changed a bit since then. I still help out the paper because it's in my heart, and I love high school football. But actually, I'm with the school system now. But every Friday night I'm out at one of the games.
Well, you can follow him. He is social. You can find him on Twitter,
yes,
at Fayette Sports, at Fayette Sports. All right, when you talk Fayette County, you're talking high school football down there, you got to talk about Sandy Creek. Talk about what's going on over there, especially, you know, that we know that they got those great team. They got those fancy
lights.
Got those fancy lights over there. But tell me about them this season.
Yeah, they've Sandy Creek has been so good for so long. They had a couple years there where I think they missed the playoffs once, and they got knocked out of the playoffs in the first round a couple times, and for them, that's bad. But I feel like they're back this year. They are, I think they've comfortably got at least 10 guys that are D1 talents. I think all four of their starting linebackers are going to be playing D1 someday. There, it's mixed seniors and juniors. Tons of talent on offense. They've got the senior quarterback Jameer Latimer and his freshman brother Amari that are a nice little combo. Caleb Koss is going to UNC to play football and baseball. They're just top to bottom loaded. They've just got to figure out special teams and figure out getting, you know, consistent extra points and short field goals. And they're a title contender for sure.
McIntosh played a game early in this season with Hampton that just left everybody just all worn out. But the Chiefs and that was a pretty intense game.
Yeah, and they've got a new head coach this year, Derek Smith. They lured him out of Florida, and he brings just a whole different energy there. They are up tempo. They want to run as many plays as possible. And it all goes through their quarterback, Tate Morris, who he's just a little gunslinger. And he, at last check coming into this week, he was number one in the state in total yardage. He had 1,500 passing, almost 600 rushing. And he's tough as nails. He's one of the things the coach told me about him, the first time he met him, he was a catcher on the baseball team for a doubleheader. He caught the full 9 innings in game one and then went out and pitched a complete game, I think one hitter in the second game. He's just like, this is my guy. This is my guy at quarterback. So they're they've not had a ton of success at McIntosh. I think they've only been in the playoffs one time, but they're fun this year, and I think they're going to be in the playoffs, and no one's going to want to play that offense, that's for sure.
Coach, spending time with Chris Dunn, getting us up to speed with things down in Fayette County. Talk about the way you guys started the season out. You were playing a lot of your county, Borders, Coweta, and seemed like the first couple of weeks everybody kind of picked a team from the other side of that county line and decided to play them. How special was that down that way?
That was a lot of fun. And so they kind of figured it out. So we've got 5 high school teams. And so we had McIntosh and Fayette County played each other Thursday night. And then on Saturday for the third year in a row, they did a triple header with Coweta. And they mix and match, but it starts at noon with one Fayette versus one Coweta team. Then you got about a 30-minute break, game two, 30-minute break, game three. And it's a full day of football between two counties that are pretty darn good at it, man. It's a heck of a way to kick off the season.
Seemed like that was an awful lot of fun to have those teams going out there. Of course, you have done a lot of work, and the thing I used to always get with you about was your preseason issue that you would put together, you know, for Fayette County News. Something you really roll your sleeves up and put a lot of work into.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things it's always been kind of my baby for a decade now, going back to the first year I did it. It tells you how long ago it's been. Mike Hilton, the now Cincinnati Bengals star cornerback, he was one of our first Super 12 guys when I took over. And what it really makes my heart warm is, players will come up to me on the hallways like, hey, I'm going to be Super 12 this year. Am I going to be in there? Or like the parents, their kids are in it. Like, oh, I love that illustration you did of my son. Like, we've got that hanging up in the wall. And it's just, at the high school level, what I love so much is the kids, the coaches, the parents appreciate the work that all of us do to shine a spotlight on them. And it makes everything so worth it.
Yeah, that's true. What's changed the most from when you started doing that to now?
Oh man, it's there's a lot more people out there doing it.
Yeah.
I started doing it fall of 2009, and there were not a lot of people. You had, a few traditional newspaper people, and that was about it. And now you've got the newspaper people, you've got students that are, making highlight films for their classmates, you got little individual private companies popping up that just, there's so many people, they see what a fertile land we have with high school football in Georgia, and people just want to be a part of it and just the excitement of it.
That is something that you notice, and because of the recruitment, and then of course, you mentioned some players earlier that are being recruited from down that way over at Whitewater, but the talent is kind of everywhere, and that's another thing. When you play games like you played early to kick off the season, that gets a lot of people's attention, gets a lot of scouts that want to come out and recruit us from the colleges because they know the talent is down there. So you're doing your role in getting the word out these coaches are doing it and the work that they're doing down that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to know the coaches and the players and there's an investment there and you want to do every little bit you can. Maybe a player's like, hey, could I have one of those action shots to put on my recruiting profile or would you come to my signing day? Like, you were there at all my games, and I want you to come celebrate with me. And it's just pretty special to see all the grind that they put into it. And when it pays off for them that signing day, or, you know, when you see them make a play on a college football game, like, back to McIntosh for a minute, they had a family, the Kinneman family, that all went to college ball. And the youngest son, he's at Air Force now. And 2 weeks ago, he had a 70-yard touchdown run and an 80-yard touchdown run. And seeing that on Twitter, like, man, like, I knew them way back when. And it's just special to see these kids come up and make it big.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. What can we look for going forward? I mean, where are you going to go out to games again? Will you be somewhere next Friday night? You already picked out your game, so we know the following
year. Yeah, looking at next week, Whitewater and Fayette, trying to hit as many of the intercounty games as possible. And I forgot to mention earlier, Fayette County, last few years, they've been, you know, perennial playoff team. A lot of graduation losses this year, but they beat North Clayton last week, hung with Riverdale this week, and they've got a really super sleeper running back people don't know about, Javon Graham. He's a junior now. Last year, I think he had 17 touchdowns, and he's already up to 6 touchdowns in 4 games this year. So he's maybe not a lot of people's radars, but he's just got a nose for the end zone.
Yeah, and got a good coach down there, Coach Nick Davis. I know he's going to get things going in the right direction down there at Fayette County.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Friday night, bringing us up to speed. We like to check around the metro, letting us know what's happening. And in Fayette County, we'll be keeping up with things and maybe circle back with you later on this season.
Love to. Thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.